Andrew Tindall runs the Tindall Report. He's been monitoring the nightly network news for some 20 years. We called him to follow up on the conversation we had 2 weeks ago with The Atlantic's James Fallows, who'd detected in newspaper editorial pages a tendency toward false equivalency, in this case assigning culpability for the crisis to Washington dysfunction as opposed to a renegade Tea Party minority. Tindall says network TV, by its nature, fell into the same pattern.
Television news is very interested in anecdotalizing and personalizing any abstract story. One of my favorites was NBC's Harry Smith giving us the mating sound of the elks in Yellowstone National Parks and the tourists who would not be around to listen to this annual ritual of the fall.
A visit to Yellowstone affirms our belief in America as a special place. But if the government shuts down, so will the park. And that's a shame.
The implicit message of all of these anecdotes is dysfunctional Washington has harmed real people. Not the true story, which is this is a crisis that's going on inside the Republican caucus of the House of Representatives.
Andrew, you suggest that this leaves the blame at the feet of institutional Washington as opposed to the feet of the Tea Party caucus. I see it more of a Rorschach test. I believe it's the fault of the Tea Party, and perhaps others interpret it based on their political worldview that says, oh, no, it's the Democrats who obsessively cling to the flawed policy of Obamacare. Is this false equivalency, or is it just a Rorschach test?
It's a problem of lack of specificity. Yes, generally speaking, it is a problem of dysfunctional Washington. The more specific we get in describing who are the people who are failing to come to a compromise, as revealed over the last 2 weeks, the actual conflict was going on inside Speaker Boehner's caucus. That's not a question of a Rorschach test. That's a question of being precise.
The story, Harry Smith's assignment, was to put some flesh and blood on what seems like the usual intractable inside the Beltway conflict. And he does that. Is every reporter responsible in every story for the political context for what triggered the story to begin with?
No. The responsibility of the editors and the producers to put together a series of packages which look at the problem from all sides, give vivid real-world examples, including cute nature scenes, but also give precise sound bites from actual politicians actually involved in the activity. However, the other side of the coin and television news, when it is covering actual inside the Beltway politics, is also to personalize this story, to cover the White House rather than to cover Congress, a single recognizable person rather than a gaggle of people, most of whom are nameless and faceless as far as the viewer is concerned.
Do you think TV viewers in general, had they depended only on cable news channels and the networks, would have come away inevitably with the notion that parties are equally responsible?
Careful TV viewers would have found enough coverage which offered the specificity that I'm talking about. However, the default position as network television news, not the more ideological cable channels, is to try and find the center ground if at all possible. And also to try and get out of the political weeds and into the lives of real people, if at all possible. Both of these tendencies fought against the specific sort of coverage which would have given an accurate picture.
Andrew, thanks so much.
No problem.
Andrew Tindall runs the website, The Tindall Report.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.